Welcome back to It's Your Business. As we do every other Tuesday, second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, we talk a little bit about addiction. Tallgrass is working with us. They're kind of driving the bus at this point after Face It Together did the first half of the year. It's a nice partnership. They do a lot of things to try to help those people that need help out there. How many people out there need help? Any ideas?
I would say that, you know, 1 in 10 individuals suffer from this chronic disease of addiction. So if a population of 250,000, that's about 22 to 25,000 individuals that need us.
So the story we told this morning, while it may seem abnormal, really isn't.
No, not at all. I mean, not at all. I can't speak for Shelley and the girls over there, but I talk on the phone all day long with people while I'm at work who are family members. In fact, I'd say family members are the ones who usually do call first before we actually get to talk to the person who is affected by the disease or actually has the disease. Families are the first people that call and want to know, what am I supposed to do? You know, how do we get them in to how do we get them into treatment? You know, I mean, they're just at such a loss to what's going on. And the thing is it's so... It seems like the disease itself, at least for me and the people I've known, is it so slowly progresses along that it's not like one day you just woke up and you're completely, I'm an alcoholic and an addict. I mean, that may be what it felt like to me at the time, but that's not the case. There was a number of years that it progressed through where my drinking got worse and worse and worse. You know, the lines, you talked about the line in the sand. I crossed so many lines in the sand along the way, you know, that next thing you know, it was like, what happened, you know? And that's what I think families go through, is that they watch this progress along so slowly and building up, and you have a sense something's wrong. I know that my family knew something was wrong, but I don't think that anybody knew, including myself, what exactly that was. I mean, I was depressed, I'm anxious, I can't function. I thought I was losing my mind. I mean, I went to doctors and psychiatrists and all kinds of things. And in the end, what I had was a disease of addiction, you know, which fronts itself in many other facets of my life. You know, I'm depressed and I'm anxious. Well, yeah, I'm drinking 24/7, you know, but that's not how it started. It started with going out on a Saturday night, you know, when I turned 21 every week. That's how it starts, you know. So it just, I think that families just, they don't even know what has hit them until something snapped. That's what it really comes down to, and something's broke.
Joan Swenson and Shelley Suberg are with us today, and there is a benefit tonight that we have been talking about all hour, but we haven't given many details. Details, please.
Well, I would proudly like to say a few words about... one of our colleagues who right now is battling and has been diagnosed with cancer, Jenny Williams. She has actually been involved with Face It Together since May of 2010, when she herself started out as a volunteer in recovery. And she was hired full-time as a director of First Impressions for Face It Together Sioux Falls in December of 2011. And so she has been with the organization even long before she was part of the town hall meetings. And so she was always very active. And she has remained a stronghold and a vital part of our organization, as she has been a recovery coach and is one of our recovery coaches. So she has touched and continues to touch hundreds and hundreds of individuals and families in this community. And so when we received the news that she was diagnosed with cancer again, Joni and Tallgrass and Lutheran Social Services and several other individuals and organizations in the community said, we need to do something very, very special for a very, very special lady. And so there will be a benefit tonight, and it's going to be held from 5:30 to 8:30 at K Restaurant here in downtown Sioux Falls, 8th and Railroad Center. And that address is 401 East 8th Street, and it's Suite 128. And there will be food and desserts, fun, silent auction, and a few surprises.
A few surprises.
So, Joni, I'll let you share the few surprises.
Well, the few surprises would be there are going to be a few of us, and by a few, the number has grown. It started initially as Jenny's brother, and I shaving our heads at the top of the hour. And John and I are very competitive, so when we decided to do this, I said, well, I am going to raise more money than you are, and you are going down. And then it got to be where, oh, well, can I shave my head? And a few others, can I do it as well? So I think we have probably about a half a dozen people who are willing to shave their heads in order for this benefit, at this benefit tonight. So we're pretty excited. I'm very excited. I've been kind of looking forward to this since we met at the Face It building when we first started talking about putting the benefit on. I don't have a lot of hair. I keep it kind of short anyway. But this is, I've done many, many things with my hair over the years. This will be a first for me. So I'm really, really excited. So watch Facebook tonight. It'll be all over, I'm sure.
And we'll put it on our website.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break. Our last of our breaks. Come back, do a wrap. Try to get you to the benefit tonight. Try to get you some help if you're addicted. All a part of It's Your Business on this Tuesday. We're wrapping up this hour. Again, we've talked addiction today with Tallgrass. Face It Together, something that we try to do twice a month, usually the second and the fourth Tuesday, 9 to 10 o'clock. We had a call in the middle of the hour, and Shelley, you did take care of somebody?
Yes, I did. We received a caller that was very touched by the first half hour and the Stoop family story. And also, he had made the comment that was just so apropos. He said, it is our business, you know, saying that this is the perfect outlet and that this disease does need attention. And so thank you to that caller.
And as we talked about, maybe in a couple of weeks or 4 weeks, we'll do one that will take some calls to go along with the fact that we share the time. I think that there is a place for that. And we'll promote that and maybe use some social media to do that as well. Tallgrass, if people need to reach you, they do what?
They call out to the campus at 605-368-5559.
And sometimes they get to talk with you.
And a lot of times they get to talk to me. If they don't get to talk to me and they need to talk to me, they just ask for me. And one of the girls will make sure that.
And that's Joan Elizabeth?
Joan Elizabeth Swenson, yeah. If they call me out there, I'll be like, oh my gosh, is my mother calling from heaven or what?
And Shelley Suberg, what about the Face It Together? People have a different criteria that they go through. And we've talked about the human resources people. We've talked about a lot of the good things that you do.
Yes, you can certainly stop by our recovery center on 26th and Western. We're directly across from the Park Ridge Mall on the second floor in the big off-white building on the corner of 26th and Western. You can call us directly at 605-274-2262 or 1-855-432-2348.
All right, let's save the last minute for the Jenny Williams benefit tonight. Some people are going to lose some hair. They're going to lose some bets. Going to help a great cause.
Yes. Our beloved colleague, Jenny Williams, we are hosting a benefit. She has recently been diagnosed with cancer, and she is valiantly fighting this. And so we are honoring her and helping her with some medical bills and also supporting her throughout this journey. So bring your checkbooks and your love. Spread the word. Is an account set up in Jenny Williams' name, and that's Sioux Empire Federal Credit Union, account number 80131. So Sioux Empire Federal Credit Union, account number 80131.
You're always giving, Joan, and that's one of the things that I've learned to really appreciate about you is that you give. The commercials that we've listened to talk about, I got to talk to Joan, which seems to make a difference. We're in our last minute, but we have somebody out there that needs to talk to Joan today. You're willing to talk.
I am. Yep, they can call us out at Tallgrass, 605-368-5559. If we are not the right place for you or your loved one, I promise that we will set you in the right direction. All you need to do is call. You know, that is the biggest, and it seems the hardest thing for people to do is to pick up that 800-pound telephone, reach out and tell somebody, listen, I suffer from this disease and I need help. We will do whatever we can to get you wherever you can and, you know, wherever you need to go to beat this thing. Because you can recover. We do all the time.